here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
One of my favorite intros, of course. Shit, did it start? Here we go. Damn.
Now I see what the fuck's in front of me, and I don't pretend it's something else. I was fucking her, and now I'm gonna fuck you if you don't piss me off or open your yap at the wrong fucking time. The only time you're supposed to open your yap is so I can put my fucking prick in it. Otherwise, you shut the fuck up. Now, hold on to that.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence.
Up loud is the man mindset. We're done. We don't need to play that. Guys, how you doing? The lines are open if y'all want to call in. The number is 515-605-9373. That's the number, 515-605-9373. Come on in. Let's talk. We are here to read emails and also answer any of your questions that you may have. Absolutely here. Let's see. Once you work on yourself, let's see here. Mr. Ambrose said, once you work on social skills with women, will it become second nature? Yeah, well, here's the thing, and thank you, Beta. This is the thing I want you to understand. When you work on your social skills, it's going to get you to a certain level, okay? And I don't want you to think that that's the end-all, be-all, because that's why I'm creating the Conversation Ground Zero, because what I'm doing is I am giving you a blueprint on how to utilize Conversation Class 1, 2, 3, Dirty Talk, your texting, and the texting toolkit to be able to move her the way you should move her when you're talking to her, okay? So, Ms. Ambrose, that's how we do that. But let me go up and see if there's any more questions that I can answer. If not, I will read the chat. I'll read emails that I have. So, if y'all have any questions, please put those questions in here. I'm trying to go and make sure I answer them. I'm sorry that the chat is on slow mode, but I guess I like it because I can read what y'all motherfuckers are saying and shit. So just put any questions you have here or call in at 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373 is the number. And let me go ahead and read a email from somebody. It's been a while since I've done text game. Remember, guys, also tonight, guys, if you guys out there have a woman that you are texting that you don't know what to do, call in. Let's read the text messages, and I will do everything I can on this show to try to get you some ass. Y'all know I'm good at this shit. So if you're texting a woman and you're at now I'm really putting pressure on you guys, because if y'all ain't calling in, that means y'all text game is so fucking whack. Y'all ain't even talking to bitches. So I know y'all talking to women. So if you have if you're texting a woman and it's not going the way you want it to go, call in. Let's read the text and I will help you. If any of you guys also are thinking about starting a business, call in. Let me know what the business is, and let me see if I can come up with some great ideas for you guys, okay? So that's what this show is going to be about. I am going to help you guys the best way I can. So the first thing I'm going to do, let me go read this thing. Okay. Let's see. Let me get to the first one. I got the first question from you, then Nike, I'll answer your question afterwards. There's bad women. Sumo. Why y'all fucking not listening? Leave them bitches alone at work. Nike, I got you one question. 1 second. Sumo. Leave the women alone, please, at your job. Please. Please. Okay. Yes, you're doing the right thing. Okay. Listen, Sumo, I've told you a million times, man, you ain't listening to your boy. How many times have I told you you get cool enough with these fucking bitches to go to their parties, get-togethers, picnic parties, pool parties, and barbecues. Get cool with them, man. If you want to smash, that's how you get in, Sumo. You should know better, man. I talk about this all the time, Sumo. Shame on you, Sumo. You should know better, man. All right, Nike, let me ask you a question. Can you talk about choosing signals from a woman? Nike, how long have you been listening to me for? You're probably new at this, so you don't understand. So, Gary, let me help you with this, man. All right, cool. Hold on. All right. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to answer that question. Give me a second. All right. Let me get to this. All right. Tell me, is this what? Okay. Let me answer that question. Here's the problem, Mike, with the question, okay? The only choosing signal that you're going to get that I want you, there's only one choosing signal I want you to get from a woman. Now, understand this on the level, because this is kind of conversation class ground zero. There are going to be two types of choosing signals. This is how deep this shit is, but I'm just kind of breaking this down to help y'all understand this shit. You cannot do what I call the five basic, because this is just at the beginning stage, okay, Nike? If you cannot do four of these five things, you lose. I'm telling you right now, you lose. Then it rolls into the second choosing signal, okay? So there's like levels to this, okay? And I'm explaining this to you. This is why a lot of you guys lose. If you cannot get her to smile, laugh, blush, think, and react, if you can't do four of those five, you lose. No, this ain't about body language. This ain't. Remember, body language is her face in the pillow or ass in the air. We ain't talking about that. What I'm saying is a choosing signal, that means that, you know what, she is into what you're saying. That's what I mean. If she's not smiling, blushing, laughing, thinking, or reacting, if she's not doing those four things, you lose. If she's doing four or five of those things, I'm going to explain how she makes that choosing move, which means is when you give her your number and you hit four of the five or five of five, it's at that point where she's going to call you. And when she calls you, that's when you're in, okay? That's how simple this is, man, at the beginning. You see, the choosing signal, the choice signal, I won't say choosing, because it's got to be a build-up. Okay, think about this. Not too many guys. Look, making a woman smile, that's what I'm saying. This is how easy it is. Making her smile is free. So that means you got three more things to do. Make her blush, make her laugh or giggle, make her think or react. That is three. The smile is free. That's the freebie right there. If you cannot do those four things when you meet a woman, when you hand her your number, she will not choose you by calling you. And what I mean choose you is choose to talk to you instead of other guys out there. That's what I mean by choosing. Because these women have choices and options, and they are going to take the best option. Does that make any sense, Nike? Always remember, and y'all want to call, let me check the lines real quick. Always remember this, guys. At the end of the day, a lot of you guys, because of the anxiety and the issues y'all have with women, a lot of you guys don't know how to talk to women. Y'all don't know how to approach him right. Y'all don't know what to say, so you automatically lose. And that's why a lot of them don't want to call your asses, or a lot of them don't even want to deal with you, because a lot of y'all don't know what the fuck y'all are doing. Give me 1 second, because I'm going to pull up some of this texting shit. Because some of y'all guys are so scared to call in. And let me get some of these other emails. Let me pull up my email and see if I got a few of them motherfuckers. Oh, give me a second. Excuse me. All right, then. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. Number 515-605-9373 is the number. Come on in. Chop it up with your boy. Let's go. Let's get it. Or you can leave a message in the chat room, and we'll be happy to help you out. But as far as choosing I Was Baby to help, that's an easy one. But a lot of you guys don't understand why you don't get chosen, and that's right there. Those type of emotions out of a woman. And if you can't pull those emotions out of a woman, you're going to lose 10 times out of 10. Maybe she'll call you back because she wants to use you for something. But she's not calling you back because she wants to sleep with you. She might want to call you back because, you know what, you're the flavor of the month that's going to keep her warm while she talks to the asshole guy. That's just how a lot of women operate and work. So that's something that y'all need to understand. Hold on a second. Put that right there. Okay, here we go. Now, let me get back to that now. Let me check the chat line real quick, and then let me go ahead. Okay. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and put them in. But let me go ahead and read some of this. I like reading some of this tech shit. Let's see here. All right. Let's see here. Man, I don't understand y'all motherfuckers. Guy asked this question. All right. After talking to a woman, is it better to call them before setting up the date? In the past, I've usually managed to set it up through just texting. Ugh. Excuse me. I always like to talk about level two. And what I mean by level two is that after you get past the point of her getting in touch with you, that's when you have to take over. And that's something a lot of you guys understand. You have to take over as soon as she shows you that she's interested in you. But guys, if y'all have any questions, I'll be happy to answer those. Let me see something here. Wow, nothing. Okay, 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. If y'all don't have any questions or anything like that, you know, after a while, I'm not going to waste my time, so I'm going to stay on here as long as I can. If y'all not asking questions, y'all not calling in, you know I'm going to wrap this shit up and move on. Y'all know how I do, man. I ain't got time. I got other shit I can be doing, y'all mean. So anyway, last but not least, last thing I want to say to y'all guys anyway, I will give y'all a few minutes to ask questions. If not, I'm going to close this show up, and I'm going to go ahead and get back into my grind, man, because I don't want to waste my time sitting around here with y'all guys, and y'all ain't really talking about shit. But anyway, would the Texas Toolkit be best for level two, or which program? Theodore, what are you talking about? You're not even finished with level one. What are you talking about, level two? What do you mean? Explain what you mean, man. What do you mean by level two? You mean level two of the conversation? What do you? Give me more details on level two, sir. I'm sorry. Just give me some more information. I know the thing is going slow. I don't know how you turn the shit back on the fast. I don't know how. I fucked some shit up. I don't know how I turned this shit on slow-mo, but I'll fix that shit. I'll fix it. No. But no. Mike, don't. Hey, Mike. Don't even worry about it, dog. Hey, look. Proof's in the pudding. Well, anyway, I'm about to wrap this shit up. I'm the motherfucking Dean. This is the Man Mindset. I will see y'all in Florida. We will open the lines up then. Y'all have a good night. I'm shutting this shit down. I'm going to work. I'm going to get back into the dungeon, man. Y'all take care. I'm the Dean. This is the Man Mindset. Y'all had the opportunity. Remember, when opportunities come, you take them. Don't waste them. Peace.